Israel, U.S. explore Abraham Accords Energy Forum to boost innovation, stability and key regional partnerships. By Joshua Klein on April 9, 2025. Israel has proposed establishing a new regional energy forum among Abraham Accords countries, aimed at advancing cutting-edge cooperation on energy innovation and infrastructure. Israeli Energy Minister Eli Cohen said following high-level talks in Washington. In a recent post, Israeli Energy Minister Eli Cohen revealed that he and U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright discussed advancing joint energy projects and the potential of the energy sector to expand peace agreements in the Middle East, as well as the establishment of an energy forum for the Abraham Accords countries, a move that would formalize cooperation among Israel and its Arab peace partners on shared energy goals. The historic Abraham Accords, signed in 2020 under President Trump's leadership, normalized relations between Israel and several Arab nations, stabilizing a volatile region during his first presidency. Cohen also disclosed that the two sides examined the idea of creating a regional forum for the energy ministers of Israel, Cyprus, and Greece, led by the U.S., to advance cooperative energy infrastructure projects. The proposal signals a growing role for energy diplomacy in sustaining the Abraham Accords framework. The meetings occurred during Cohen's official visit to the United States. The United States and Israel share a long history of partnership on key energy initiatives, Wright said in a statement posted to X, noting that the two sides agreed on the importance of continued natural gas development in the Mediterranean and on sustained U.S. investment in Israel's energy infrastructure. He emphasized that this enduring collaboration not only benefits both countries, but also the broader region and the world. If established, the Abraham Accords Forum could serve as a multilateral platform for energy ministers to collaborate on projects such as cross-border electricity grids, renewable resource deployment, and energy security coordination. The forum proposal comes just 2 weeks after a bipartisan group in Congress introduced legislation to expand joint energy development between the United States and Israel, underscoring a strategic push to deepen regional alliances through energy cooperation. Last month, lawmakers introduced the Byrd Energy and U.S.-Israel Energy Center Reauthorization Act of 2025, H.R. 2280, which increases funding for joint energy research and extends the program through 2035. The bill is co-led by Representative Buddy Carter, RGA, and Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, and has support from both parties. Israel is one of the United States' strongest allies, said Rep. Carter. By expanding the mutually beneficial U.S.-Israel Energy Cooperation Program, we will continue to grow our strategic partnership, increase our joint energy security, and ensure both nations have access to cutting-edge technology. The legislation builds on over a decade of successful projects under the Israel-United States Binational Industrial Research and Development (BIRD) Foundation, which funds U.S.-Israeli private sector partnerships on technologies like solar power, hydrogen fuel, and cybersecurity for energy infrastructure. As Israel deepens regional energy ties and Congress advances joint R&D legislation, the alliance is positioning the U.S. to lead in energy innovation, counter regional threats, and extend American influence through strategic development. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.